IBM Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this IBM Podcast. My name is Marcia Harlick. We're speaking today with Matt Whitborn, one of IBM's master inventors. Matt is based out of the Hursley Lab in the United Kingdom, and he currently works on our KIX product, CICS, the KIX transaction server family. Matt, given your background in transaction servers, I wonder if you could set the stage for us regarding a relatively basic and fundamental computing concept, transaction processing. What are some of the market shifts that you're seeing that affect the way we think about transaction processing?
Thanks, Marcia. So I guess transaction processing is a really important topic, and it's clearly been one for many, many years now, as it's so vital to many of our customers' businesses. The interesting thing, I think, is that the way in which we extend transaction processing technologies and the channels by which that you access your applications, the things at the heart of your core business, have constantly evolved really ever since transaction processing was something that became the heart of people's IT infrastructure. The most interesting thing, I think, at the moment now is there's kind of two pieces to it. There's certainly mobile and cloud, and there's a big interlinking between the two of them as well. The interesting thing, I think, about mobile is potentially the acceleration in volume of the amount of workload that's coming through to transaction processing systems. Because really what you're seeing is here is the way in which people can actually access a lot of the core business technology that our customers have is extending once again. We've already seen this, of course, with the web, and this is a natural kind of evolution of that as well. So what we're really seeing there is an increased volume, or there is continuing to be an increased volume of workload that's coming through, and also the shifting patterns in terms of the way that that workload arrives at your back-end transaction processing system. So if you're a bank, for example, well, you're quite used to people over the last 10 years or so, you know, using the likes of the internet to be able to do things like web-based banking. And now, of course, people are starting to do this from mobile technology. So the likes of mobile phones, cell phones, you know, of course, things like, you know, tablet PCs and tablet computers as well as another way of getting pervasive device access. And when people are actually are doing this, of course, they're no longer shackled to their desk anymore. And so in exactly the same way, you know, with using the web, you know, they stop being shackled to perhaps the branch in that particular case or their ATM. Now the ability to actually go and access their banking services, they can do it absolutely anywhere. And because they can do it absolutely anywhere, they're driving a lot greater transactional volume. It also means they're doing it at interesting times as well. So the traditional peaks of when we would have expected to see large volumes of workload coming through, well, they're probably still going to be there, but we're also going to see peaks at different times as well, because, you know, if I'm out actually having dinner, you know, I might want to check that I've got the money in my bank account in order to pay for the transaction that I'm about to make, you know, and I can do that right there and then. I never used to be able to do that. So whilst this sense of, you know, being closed for business has sort of gone away, you know, quite some time ago, people are being able to actually do things right around the clock. The fact that they're no longer bound to their desk means that they can actually use these kind of services whenever is actually appropriate to them. And in order to deal with that, what you've got to be able to do is you've got to be able to elastically scale and meet the needs of this increased volume that's coming through and the different peaks that you're actually going to get as well. And the good thing, I think, from our perspective is that, you know, this is what a lot of IBM's transaction processing servers and technologies is very capable of doing. So whether I'm thinking about KIX and IMS or WebSphere, you know, all of these technologies are really built around giving the elastic scale that you need in order to meet these demands and the way that these different demands are going to be able to occur. So the fortunate thing is, yes, there's going to be a much greater increase in volume, but thankfully we've got the technology to be able to deal with it.
Thanks, Matt. So when you talk about this this shift, this impact of mobile devices and cloud services, are we just talking about how this affects companies such as banks with traditional transaction processing systems? Are we saying that this market shift is just going to impact banks?
Well, I mean, clearly they're going to start feeling this, you know. So the people who are our traditional transaction processing customers, I mean, they're one natural place where people are going to start extending the way that they talk to their applications and services once again to see that level of volume and that increased demand coming through. The interesting thing, I think, as well, is that there is certainly a new breed of customer who are finding how important transaction processing actually is to their business, even if they didn't realize that they were sort of getting into this space to begin with. So, for example, the interesting thing that I look at and say, you know, if you're a company providing like a massively multiplayer online game or something like that, you know, these things tend to have their own economy running in them as well. And you might not think of yourselves as a bank, but, you know, that's what you are. You're actually, you know, providing an e-commerce system so that people can transfer goods backwards and forwards. And you know, they would think of themselves as a gaming company, an entertainment company. But when you look at a lot of the requirements they have, you know, these are transaction processing requirements. In the same way, in the UK, we have things like betting exchanges. They don't realize it, but of course, they're actually really acting like a stock market. So again, these are the kind of things that people have been wrestling with for quite some time. And so more and more companies, I think, are realizing how important understanding transaction processing is. So what I'm thinking is that it's more and more important for these companies to realize exactly why getting a good handle on transaction processing is so important to their business, because it's going to make sure that what they deliver meets the transactional integrity requirements and make sure their business can operate.
Some companies that are already extending their products and services into the cloud and doing business through mobile devices seem to be writing their own transaction processing protocol and systems and rules and that sort of thing. Is that their only option, is to kind of write their own code to govern their processing?
Absolutely not. But it's an easy trap to fall into, really, because of this fact that you can kind of find yourself getting into transaction processing by stealth without really realizing it. You know, it's easy to start, you know, looking at the fact that, you know, we're going to start having to access shared data. You know, you're going to worry about how the management that occurs. Next thing you know, you're starting to think, well, we probably need to make sure we've got some compensation logic and worry about the atomicity of transactions. And as soon as you start thinking about that, of course, you know, the easy thing to do, and in particular, if you're a small company and you're growing, is to start, you know, hand cranking some of these things yourself. And, you know, before you realize it, you know, you're really solving middleware problems. And these are the kind of things that we'd say, you know, this is why, you know, we have transaction processing technology, so that you don't want to have to worry about that. And that's very true, I think, whether you're a customer running into these problems, or indeed if you're an application vendor as well, because again, it's easy to fall into the trap of thinking, you know, I might as well write some of these things myself. And so a lot of the conversations I think that, you know, we still, you know, have with people today is looking at the technology that they have and say, do you know what, this is really middleware. This is what we do. Nobody does transaction processing quite like IBM. So, you know, we can really help you by standardizing a lot of the ways that you do these things, you know, build on the best practice that we've been developing for, you know, 40 years in the case of Kix, and make sure that we can help solve these problems for you so you don't have to worry about it for yourself. So the good news is you've got a wide range of technology to be able to help, regardless of which platform you want to run on, regardless of which language you've written your applications in, we can provide transaction processing technology to help solve those problems.
So transaction processing really is all about ensuring a consistent and enjoyable user experience. What do companies need to do differently or change when preparing for these new transaction channels and the influx of all these new customers, quantity of requests, the size of the requests? What should companies kind of think about as they are entering this mobile cloud age?
So there's a few different aspects that are important, really. Certainly as it comes down to thinking about transaction integrity. So again, the good news is that as far as your transaction server is concerned, you know, a lot of your back-end systems and the ability to handle your applications, the good news is that multi-channel access to applications, to shared data, is what we do, and is what we do, you know, really well and have been doing for a number of years. So when we look at the fact that, that of the increased demands of mobile and the scale, you know, we know we've got the investment in the technology to be able to deal with that. And I think a lot of people, you know, do understand that. And certainly from a cloud perspective, making sure that, you know, we can, you know, elastically scale to be able to meet the needs of that particular kind of workload, make it easier to put new applications actually into that kind of environment. Things like that, you know, we are good at, and we continue to evolve that story as well. And in particular with System Z, you know, we have a really great story there. The interesting thing I think to think about as well is that when you do extend into different channels, are there different challenges that the channel itself actually brings? And when I think about mobile in particular, you know, you've got a very different network often that's connecting your mobile devices to your gateway or your transaction server, and that breeds a whole bunch of interesting challenges that come with it as well. So you need to ask yourself things like, you know, how do I make sure I get the transaction integrity between the device and my backend systems as well? And that's where you need to look at, I think, things like, you know, Web4MQ and our messaging technology, the likes of WorkLite to be able to provide the management around that as well. Because what our customers are going to be expecting, and what our customers' customers are going to be expecting more and more, is that the way that they interact with their mobile device, their pervasive devices, the experience of doing that should be as good, if not better in some cases, than what they're actually getting with their desktop. I think in the past, people might have looked at it and, you know, they'd have had a greater toleration for a different experience. You know, now when people are using the likes of their tablets or their mobile phones, they're expecting it to be, you know, just as good, and in some cases even more slick than they have when with their desktop. And when you start having questions like, well, how do I manage the fact that I might have, you know, multiple different versions of applications actually talking to my backend services? How do I manage the fact that, you know, I might have a flakier network actually in between it, because, you know, it's not like I'm just running over the net anymore or running over Ethernet anymore? Then a lot of these questions, you know, you need to actually be able to think about how to solve. But certainly this is where the likes of our messaging technologies and some of our management technologies with things like WorkLite can really help. And I'm sure there's colleagues of mine who'd love to be able to talk about that as well.
Matt, what are some of the things that IBM is doing right now regarding cloud and transaction processing? What's the current thinking?
So on April 24th of this year, we announced the KixTS 5.1 open beta, which is going to be available on the 13th of July. And that open beta really is introducing the ability for cloud-style KIX development, deployment, and operations to be delivered for our customers, for them to be able to experiment and explore and really look at how you can bring platform as a service capabilities to your existing KIX applications today. So it's very exciting. We're introducing a number of new themes and concepts. So the concept, you know, of a specific KIX application, of a platform, of a policy, all of these really built around making it easier to assemble, deploy, and manage the lifecycle of your KIX application. And when we look at those kind of capabilities that we're introducing, those sorts of things really are some of the fundamental building blocks that makes it easier to have cloud-like qualities with transaction processing. And one of the really exciting things about it is that, you know, we're talking not just around potentially new workload, which will also apply to this, but this is really saying, how do I get cloud-like capabilities into my existing assets and my existing applications and transform them, because I want to get all of the agility that cloud provides. So that's something really new, and we'd certainly encourage people to go and take a look at it. Go onto the IBM.com website and look at the KIX section, and you'll find it there.
Matt, thank you so much for your time and insights today. Transaction processing, a concept that is basic and fundamental to every business that's in business today, looking to have some more evolution and change and improvement as we keep on operating at the global speed of business today. If anyone would like to learn more, please check our Application Acceleration podcast series to hear other IBM experts discuss critical themes and new technology requirements that are influencing how we think about creating and delivering the next generation of applications. Thank you very much.
IBM. podcast.